And there's plenty of scientific data about how COVID-19 vaccine saves lives. But as we know, for many people, science is not the first place they turn when deciding whether or not to get a shot. For some, the case for vaccination has to be based in religion. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Grant Blankenship has more.
By the time Marlis Thomas found his way to a vaccination event outside a hair salon in Columbus, Georgia, he'd already spent time in the hospital with COVID and double pneumonia.
And it's just by the grace of God that I'm still here, because COVID itself was just taking people out.
Thomas is a pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Hertzboro, Alabama, just over the state line from here. He says even after being hospitalized, he had to think hard about whether or not to be vaccinated.
Because it's either you're going to trust God or you ain't going to trust God.
And he worried being vaccinated would look like a lapse in trusting God.
So I had to really study this thing out a little bit, and I've been wrestling with it.
Meanwhile, visiting the same clinic was Dr. Cameron Webb of the White House COVID response team.
Hey, man, how's it going?
And so they talked.
See, my father-in-law's a pastor. We spent a lot of time in the Word, and he's had so many folks in his church, the rural community, just talking about the virus and the vaccine, and where is God in that conversation, you know? Well, it's entirely possible that God's hands were on the scientists who developed it.
This one's hard because actually I have conversations like that within my own family.
That's Darlene Flaming, professor of religion at Mercer University. She says Marlis Thomas is not alone. For a lot of Southern Protestant Christians, there can be a tendency to say,
I'm going to pray and God will heal me, and if God doesn't, then it was just my time.
But since the summer, Flaming has been working with college students, who in turn work with faith leaders, to shift that thinking a bit. The program is called Faith and the Vaccine. She says the first step in the conversation is listening to and respecting faith. After that, she says there's one obvious place to begin talking.
We'll talk about loving one's neighbor as oneself. I mean, certainly you see this in the Christian scriptures, but also in other scriptures too.
In the Gospel of Mark, loving your neighbor is the second most important commandment Jesus gives, right after enjoining his followers to love God. But the idea is central to most world religions.
So then it might be that out of an ethic of love, of care for others, that one would be willing to say, oh, well, I know God's got me.
But if I get vaccinated,
maybe I can do things to help my neighbors.
Like slow the spread of a highly communicable, deadly virus to your neighbors. That, the reasoning goes, is an act of love. So far, this tack has helped Flaming students find collaborators in both Latino and Black religious communities. And that has led to a number of vaccination events. But Flaming says so far her students have not found a pastor in their third community of focus, the white evangelical church. That could be because in the evangelical community, vaccination is often wrapped up with the theology of personal liberty.
America exists because we came here so we could worship Jesus Christ freely.
That's Georgia candidate for governor Candace Taylor at an anti-vaccine protest in Macon in August. According to a recent survey from the Kaiser Foundation, white evangelicals like Taylor remain the least vaccinated minority in the country.
This nation belongs to Jesus. It does not belong to communism.
Back in Columbus, Pastor Marlis Thomas has come to a different conclusion after his stretch in the hospital COVID ward.
The right people was at the right place at the right time, helping me through what I need to get through, along with God.
And so after realizing he'd never have survived COVID alone, Thomas says he'll keep trusting God by going ahead and getting vaccinated. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon, Georgia.